Angels All Around, a compilation.
In 1986, Billy Graham wrote a book about angels. In it, he recounts a most amazing story. John Patton was a missionary in the New Hebrides Islands. One night, the warriors from one of the local tribes surrounded the mission headquarters, planning to burn the Pattons out and kill them. As you can imagine, John Patton and his wife were terrified and prayed all through the night that God would save them. When daylight came, they were astonished to see the warriors leave without attacking them. A year later, the chief of the tribe became a Christian. During the course of their conversations, John Patton asked the chief about that night. What had kept the warriors from burning down the house and killing them? The chief asked, "Who were all those men you had there with you?" Patton replies, "There was no one other than my wife and I." The chief told Patton that he and his warriors had seen hundreds of men standing guard around the mission headquarters, men with shining clothes and holding drawn swords. From storiesforpreaching.com. At age 20, I found myself at the bottom of a deep valley when my mother passed away. Though I managed to get most of the way through this valley, I held on to a measure of resentment against the Lord, which I kept locked away in my heart. The Lord drew my attention to the need to exercise more gratitude toward Him, not just when things were turning out right, but always. One day, while alone in my room, I felt the Lord speaking to me. "I am pleased that you are taking seriously this new challenge of gratitude in all things," he said, "but there is still further to go." I cringed. Then I waited, remaining still and silent. Then he spoke again. "There is still a seed of resentment in your heart over your mother's passing away. You must root it out by thanking me for taking her. Also, although you've always known in your mind that your blindness is a part of my wonderful plan for your life, you have never outright thanked me for it." Through tears of humility, I thanked God for those two things. As I did, all resentment, hurt, and pain were washed away in a flood of joy that cannot be explained in earthly terms. Suddenly, it was as though the eyes of my soul were opened. Although I was alone, I saw myself surrounded by angels and heavenly beings. They were laughing and sharing in my joy. Most beautiful of all among them was my mother, with tears of joy on her face. Steve Hartz. In the Bible, angels appear to people in unpredictable and various ways. From a casual reading of scripture, a person might get the idea that angelic appearances were somewhat common, but that is not the case. In order to determine whether angels appear today, we must first get a biblical view of their ancient appearances. The first appearance of angels in the Bible is in Genesis 3:24. When Adam and Eve were expelled from the Garden of Eden. God placed cherubim to block the entrance with a flaming sword. The next angelic appearance is in Genesis 16:7, about 1,900 years later. Hagar, the Egyptian servant who bore Ishmael to Abraham, was instructed by an angel to return and submit to her mistress, Sarai. Abraham was visited by God and two angels in Genesis 18:2, when God informed him of the impending destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The same two angels visited Lot and instructed him to escape the city with his family, before it was destroyed. The angels in this case also displayed supernatural power by blinding the wicked men who were threatening Lot. When Jacob saw a multitude of angels, he immediately recognized them as the army of God. In Numbers 22:22, an angel confronted the disobedient prophet Balaam, but Balaam did not see the angel at first, although his donkey did. Mary received a visit from an angel who told her that she would be the mother of the Messiah. And Joseph was warned by an angel to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt to protect them from Herod's edict. When angels appear, those who see them are often struck with fear. Angels deliver messages from God and do His bidding, sometimes by supernatural means. In every case, the angels point people to God and give the glory to Him. Holy angels refuse to be worshipped. According to modern reports, angelic visitations come in a variety of forms. In some cases, a stranger prevents serious injury or death and then mysteriously disappears. In other cases, a winged or white-clothed being is seen momentarily and is then gone. The person who sees the angel is often left with a feeling of peace and assurance of God's presence. This type of visitation seems to agree with the biblical pattern as seen in Acts 27:23. Another type of visitation that is sometimes reported today is the angel choir type. In Luke 2:13, the shepherds were visited by a heavenly choir as they were told of the birth of Jesus. Some people have reported similar experiences in places of worship. This experience does not fit the model so well, as it typically serves no purpose other than to provide a feeling of spiritual elation. The angel choir in Luke's gospel was heralding some very specific news. A third type of visitation involves only a physical feeling. Elderly people have often reported feeling as though arms or wings were wrapped around them in times of extreme loneliness. God is certainly the God of all comfort, and Scripture speaks of God covering with His wings. Such reports may well be examples of that covering. God is still active in the world as He has always been, and His angels are certainly still at work. Just as angels protected God's people in the past, we can be assured that they are guarding us today. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." As we obey God's commands, it is quite possible that we may encounter His angels, even if we do not realize it. In special circumstances, God allowed His people to see His unseen angels, so God's people would be encouraged and continue in His service. We are encouraged by the knowledge that God's angels are at work. In special circumstances, we might even have one of those rare personal visitations. Greater than that knowledge, however, is the knowledge that Jesus Himself has said, "Surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus, who made the angels and receives their worship, has promised us His own presence in our trials. From GodQuestions.org. God will send angels just when you need them. You may hear a flutter over your shoulder, or think you see something out of the corner of your eye. Or maybe there will be an old man you meet on your path, who directs you the right way and seems to have a lively light and love in his eyes. Or you may just feel a certain warmth and a peace, an assurance that somehow everything is going to be all right. The Lord wants you to know that He loves you, that He cares, and sending angels to help you is just one of the many ways He shows it. So don't forget that if you trust in God and His help, you'll have angels watching over you. your own personal angel or angels sent by the Lord to take care of you. David Brandberg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.